is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities in Washington, D.C. and around the United States are bracing for possible violence tied to next week's presidential inauguration. Law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during the event, despite warnings about further violence. Some 21,000 National Guard will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. 4 years ago, the Guard deployed about 8,000 soldiers for Mr. Trump's inauguration. After a briefing on inauguration security by top officials, Vice President Mike Pence visited the military group already on duty in Washington. States across the country have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. The theme for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be America United. With the nation in the most deadly pandemic phase yet, President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled his plan to help turn the tide. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He's calling it the American Rescue Plan, a $1.9 trillion initiative aimed at speeding up vaccinations and financial help to struggling Americans in the form of bigger relief checks and temporary unemployment benefit boosts.
I know what I just described has not come cheaply. The failure to do so will cost us dearly.
Biden has long held the economic and the pandemic recoveries cannot be separated. The plan calls for boosting virus testing as part of his aim of reopening most schools by the spring, and also folds in Democratic priorities like increasing the minimum wage and expanding paid leave, which are certain to face GOP pushback. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A World Health Organization team of experts investigating the origins of the coronavirus are in Wuhan, China. It's been a year since the first reports of the disease emerged there. The international team of scientists was supposed to arrive a month ago, but was delayed by the Chinese government, which drew a rare public criticism of Beijing from the WHO at the time. Beijing says the delay was a misunderstanding. China's President Xi Jinping is asking former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz to help repair U.S.-Chinese relations that have plunged to their lowest level in decades. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The letter from Xi to Schultz, reported by the China news agency, is a rare direct communication from the paramount leader to a foreign business figure. Schultz opened Starbucks' first Chinese outlet in 1999 and is a frequent visitor. She wrote to Schultz to encourage him and Starbucks to continue to play an active role in promoting Chinese-US economic and trade cooperation and the development of bilateral relations. The agency has given no indication whether the letter reflects an initiative to ask American corporate leaders to help change policy after President-elect Joe Biden takes office next week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A powerful earthquake rocked Indonesia Friday, killing at least 37 people, injuring hundreds more, leveling a hospital, and severely damaging other buildings, authorities said. They warn more people are still trapped beneath rubble from the 6.2 magnitude quake. Rescuers were searching for more than a dozen patients and staff trapped under a leveled hospital. More searchers and rescuers joined the search Friday for wreckage and victims from an Indonesian plane crash last weekend in the Java Sea. The jet disappeared Saturday, minutes after taking off from Jakarta, with 62 people on board. One official said 12 victims had been identified as of Thursday. One black box containing flight data has been recovered, and search personnel have recovered plane parts and human remains from the Java Sea. 46 pygmies have been massacred and two wounded in eastern DR Congo's Ituri province by the notorious Allied Democratic Forces militia, local authorities said Friday. The attack took place in a local chiefdom on Ituri's border with North Kivu province, the sources said. Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine claimed victory Friday in presidential elections, rejecting as a complete sham early results that gave President Yoweri Museveni a wide lead. The 38-year-old former Raga singer said his party's polling agents were beaten and chased away in parts of northern and western Uganda. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music and more. Music and-